worked in our hospitals, for example, and now under these new policies, all employees, all personnel at the University of Illinois will be mandated reporters. Background checks previously were only for employees in security-sensitive positions, and now all employees who have regular interaction with minors will need to go through a background check. We also have within this policy provisions for if we have to hire a large number of contingent or temporary workers, how we will deal with doing background checks or making sure that we have the appropriate documentation in place for those people who are going to be working temporarily on our campuses. Previously, our tracking of minors on our campuses did not formally occur, and now our campuses must maintain records. And the sexual harassment education program was only mandatory for incoming students, and now it will be mandatory for incoming students, transfer students each fall, as well as for all employees every 3 years. Next slide, please. Within this whole task force work, we looked at campuses policies, and this is an abbreviated list of all of the different policies across our three campuses that went into this review process. The other thing that we have done is each campus has had the outside law firm, Franzik Rodelik, review the campus policies in conjunction with the overarching university policy to make sure that everything is synchronized and that we do not have any holes and that we have the best overall program of protection for students, staff, and minors. So I just wanted to share that with you. Next slide, please. We have some next steps. Certainly I talked about already that we will be rolling out this awareness education program in the spring of 2013 regarding the new law, the expanded law, the Abuse and Neglected Child Reporting Act. We will be communicating our policies. In fact, tomorrow morning there will be a university-wide communication with links to the new and updated policies that go out. And we also will be available to consult with campus units and departments to talk about best practices and the expectations for how we can maintain a comprehensive program of protection. Thank you.
Yeah. Can you go to page 7 for a second?
Yes.
Who would be the employees that have regular interaction with a minor?
Sure. Well, for example, at some of our summer camps or music programs, there are certainly individuals who are regular staff members of the university who direct those programs or who participate in leading those programs, and they certainly could have regular interaction with minors. For example, the 4-H program sponsored by the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana campus, there's a director, there's regular staff members, and those individuals have regular interaction with minors.
And that's determined by your group or?
No, each campus makes the determination of whether or not a specific program and individuals within the program have regular interaction with minors.
Are there any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
So I think we're going to go into the resources and revenue section. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And are we going to ask the foundation to report first?
We are indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here, and it's great to know that this is going to be my last report. No, it's not. but seriously, I do want to make a few comments during my report, leading into my report. As you know, I will be stepping down as president of the foundation at the end of December. One sense, it could be retirement. Certainly, it's retirement from my current title, but I am going to be staying on in a part-time role, working on the transition to my successor, who I'll talk a little bit about, but also.